This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
Now, our final guest today is Caroline Cross, who's the owner of Omni the Salon, a beauty salon in Walton-on-Thames. And I went along to the salon to talk to Caroline, who's been in the beauty business for 35 years. And I first of all asked her how things had changed since she started.
There's lots of changes. When I started, obviously, we had more traditional treatments were available. So you'd have like your manicures, your pedicures, your facials, massage, waxing, etc. But as time's gone by, you'll find that there's more aesthetic treatments available now, beauty aesthetics. So you can quite happily walk into a salon and actually have some more advanced treatments, for example, like laser and IPL, which can be for skin rejuvenation. It can be for hair removal, tattoo removal. You've got microblading, which is, again, sort of almost like tattooing for the eyebrows, which is quite amazing. And you know, and it makes it, they look real.
Do you find that people are more aware of how they look these days and they don't want to look old and things like that?
I think everybody's always looking for something. One is to how can I sort of lose some weight quickly? And obviously we have special treatments here in the salon, like the contour wraps. And yes, they do want to, they're aware of aging. And, you know, the industry now has lots of things available depending on your price as well. So you can have some very sort of lower end ones, but can still sort of aim at helping with the anti-aging process to more advanced ones like the pills that you can have that, again, can sort of anti-aging, like the Dr. Ceramic Skin Pills. So, yes, I think I don't think it's ever changed, to be honest with you, Alison. I think it's always been there. I think people are probably a little bit more aware now, or people will talk about it more now rather than not say anything.
So if you wanted to look younger, what would be the minimum price you'd probably have to pay in order to have an effective treatment, do you think?
A regular facial will certainly keep your skin looking younger and healthier, and your facials can be as minimal as sort of £15 to £20, and you can book in for, say, a half an hour skin facial where they will do a sort of thorough prescriptive detailed analysis of your skin, advise you on correct products for skin health and guidance. And just by taking care of your skin generally has an effect of anti-aging.
Now, you've opened the salon just 1 year ago and had your 1 year anniversary. Why did you decide to open the salon here?
Well, as probably some of your listeners may be aware, that we actually have a beauty therapy training academy above the salon called Omni Academy of Beauty and Aesthetics. And we've been around for 10 years. So the salon kind of evolved from that because I very much wanted to have a commercial high-end salon that's affordable, because we are very affordable in our prices, but also we have that very professional image. But more importantly, every single therapist that's in this salon are fully qualified and kept continually checked on their professional development and their skills, because we're not a regulated industry. And quite often, sometimes it can be a little bit of a game of Russian roulette. Sometimes when you go into a salon, you're not quite sure who's going to be doing the treatments. Mm. And we're very passionate about that. So that's how the salon evolved, but also to give students the opportunity to work in the salon. We have something called a Nova Therapist, which you may have heard of, that where somebody can come in, book an appointment with our Nova Therapist, and actually it's a 50% reduction on the course, on the fees, because this is about the qualified students, but just qualified, who want to be able to gain some valuable commercial experience. So we offer that to the general public, that they've got an opportunity to come and have treatments.
And do you feel this should be a regulated industry? Because you hear so much these days about things that go into beauty products, particularly like parabens and things like that, which are probably quite dangerous. Are you feeling sort of very strong that it should be a regulated industry?
Absolutely. One of my previous roles a few years ago was actually as chairman of BABTAC and CIBTAC, very large British Association of Beauty Therapists and Cosmetologists. I worked very closely with the government on this. I sat in quite a few meetings, particularly when the PIP implants were a big thing a few years ago, because obviously there was a crossover into the beauty industry. And I was there to represent the qualified beauty therapist. And quite honestly, we wouldn't have been having the discussions with them if we had been regulated. Now, unfortunately, to be regulated is not a simple case of just turning on a switch or ticking a box. There's lots of things they have to monitor and they need to check. And it's going to be a long, slow process. But I get quite passionate about this, to say absolutely we should be regulated. But to the listener out there and to the customer out there, when you go into a salon, you absolutely should ask, are you qualified? Do you have professional qualifications? not just certificates of attendance. And they should have them on displayed on the wall, and they should be able to give you reassured answers. Often gut instinct tells you if something's not quite right anyway. But yes, Alison, I absolutely think we should be regulated.
And it's not only the people doing the treatments, it's what they're actually using to actually put on your skin, isn't it?
It is, but it actually is sometimes about what the treatment they're doing as well. Because, you know, for example, simple things like skin patch testing is incredibly important. People can react very viciously to things if they have allergies, and if it's not tested, then that's a problem. It's also giving correct knowledge and understanding to the clients and performing the treatments correctly. When they're using quite high-end machines, they've got to know what they're doing. So it isn't just about the product themselves, because the products can be regulated and they go through various checks. I mean, we work with Dermalogica Skincare, and they go through a lot of the FDA rules to make sure things are safe, which is obviously something very much in the States and also here in the UK. But it's about the treatments themselves and who's delivering it, and they have a full underpinning knowledge and understanding of what they're doing.
Now, we had your anniversary last week. How has the first year gone for you, Carolyn?
It's been really good, and we've been really pleased. It's like with any new business, because obviously it's a new business, it takes time, and you've obviously discovered a lot of things on the way, and it's very different from the training academy because it is a commercial salon. So I can't say it's not been without its few moments where you sit there thinking, oh, why did I do this? But I know why I did this, for as I've explained a moment ago. But it's been really good. We've got a wonderful team here. They are past Omni therapists, or students rather, so we do know the quality and standard that they're working at. It's not to say the salon doesn't just accept Omni therapists from the academy, but of course we just will make sure we have to do very rigorous trade testing and everything else to make sure to the standard and the quality there needs to be.
And what do you offer at the salon that perhaps people couldn't get at other salons?
Well, first of all, customer care is paramount, and qualifications and standards. That's absolutely what we offer. So there's quite a unique experience when you come here, and we time and time again get reviews from clients saying, the service has been phenomenal. Oh, I didn't know that. Nobody's ever given me that aftercare leaflet. Nobody's ever explained that to me. And that's what we offer. We offer intelligence, knowledge, education. So it's about educating those clients when they come in, so they know exactly what they're getting and how
and
to get the best
out. What's
been
your popular treatments?
Well, a lot of the facials are, because the girls are very skilled on that. We have got the laser and the IPL machine that's come in, which is about skin rejuvenation. Some of your listeners may have heard of that, but it does an awful lot more than just hair removal. So, for example, the tattoo removal and things are starting to build up. We are very much a salon that want to embrace men coming in. We want them to feel comfortable, because, you know, I'm sure there's a few dodgy tattoos out there on men and women. So, you know, these are dealt with at a correct quality and standard that they need to be. But they're starting to move quite well now, so it's pretty good.
Now, we talk about men and tattoos, but what about men and beauty treatments?
Yes, absolutely. Well, again, we very much chose our decor and our style of our salon to actually, for men to feel comfortable coming in. And it's really nice to see. In fact, we had a lovely client come in the other week, a man who hadn't been in a salon before and had seen us and had actually said, I wanted to come in and I wasn't sure, and I saw you did male grooming as part of your strap line, and he said, and I need some waxing done. Now, you know, it takes a lot for a man to walk in, and he came in and Jenny, one of my therapists, dealt with him, and he was really happy and he felt very comfortable as well, which is exactly what we're trying to do. But yeah, absolutely, men have skin problems as much as women, just because we perhaps may talk about it a little bit more freely amongst ourselves, amongst our friends. Men won't necessarily. So we want them to be able to offer that service where they feel confident and comfortable in.
And would they also come in because they want to perhaps look a bit younger, like us girls do?
Oh yes, anti-aging is, I don't care who you are, whatever your gender is, we all want to look a bit younger. We want to feel better. We want our skin to be the best it possibly can be, and that includes the health of our skin. So anti-aging, absolutely, for men and women, I believe is just as equally popular.
So I presume there's some treatments that maybe a man might not have, like manicures and things?
No, absolutely not, Alison. Men come and want to see their skin, their nail, to be as equally as groomed. I mean, we do a treatment which actually deals with nail fungal and as well as sort of the hard skin around the heel with a callus peel. So again, that was very popular for men in the summer. Yes, absolutely. They may not go for the polish.
No, so you don't offer them different colours. So which colour?
Well, we've got the
like
range, and of course anybody can feel free to have a polish on their fingers or toes, whichever they wish. But generally they'll come in for the tidying up and for the general grooming of the nails. Mm-hmm. A man with nice shaking hands, I think, is always good.
So how do you see things developing in the next year or for the next, say, 5 years here? Are you investigating other treatments?
Well, I'm always looking at new treatments. We're always very much very proactive in seeing what's out there, what the consumer's looking for. We're always open for ideas. If anybody wants to give us a call and say, oh, do you do this? Could you possibly think about doing that? And we do send out surveys to our customers and say, is there anything particularly you feel that is missing within the academy? I mean, we're launching a treatment very soon, which is called a duo, and where a client can come in and book an hour's treatment, and in that hour they can have a facial and they can have a back massage as well. So that's a nice little combo, especially for coming up for Christmas as a gift for somebody. So we are always looking to evolve and see what's the next thing out there. I'm always looking for the safety factor of it as well, to make sure that it works, but more importantly is to make sure that it's safe for our customers, but actually they get the results. Because again, you can often see these things out there and actually they're also swinging whistles and bells and lights and flashing this, but they don't do the results. It's result driven here. We want clients to come in and know they're getting a genuinely good quality treatment, they're in safe hands, and they're going to get the results they want.
Now, I've just mentioned that word Christmas, but with Christmas coming up, it's actually quite a nice present to buy someone, isn't it? An experience, because so many people you're looking to buy presents for, you think they've got that. So what would you say would be a good present to buy someone for Christmas? Do you have any offers on?
We do. We've got some lovely offers coming up for Christmas, and we've also got some offers that we had on our first birthday, which I've kept going actually, because I think they were really nice. We've got some body wrap treatments coming up, which can be, for example, the contour body wrap, which will help somebody reduce inches. It's not a weight loss, it's about actually giving that boost. So great Christmas gift if you wanted to give someone, although I'd say be very careful how you have that one. But maybe they could use it in January when we're all trying to get ourselves a bit more healthier and fitter in January. Massage, obviously, we've got some lovely offers on that as well. But if you went onto our website, which is www.omnithesalon.co.uk, and we have a Facebook page, if you wanted to link on that and have a look, you'll see loads of our offers are on there. We're doing things where we're giving you a sort of a gift with something if you book a course, or you can actually get a certain percentage. So, for example, spray tan, we are offering 6 spray tans, but you only pay for 5. So it's nice to get that little bit of colour as well over these sort of duller months. So there's quite a lot going on there. So, yeah, absolutely. Definitely look at our website and definitely go on our Facebook page, our social media, and you'll see what wonderful offers we've got available.
And are you also offering the chance for people to train as beauticians still?
Yes, we have. The Academy is actually constantly ongoing. We're a roll-on, roll-off programme, so we're not stuck to the actual term times. Somebody can enrol sort of mid-year, which is always a bonus, because often if you get to September and you think, I've missed that time, and therefore I've got to wait till next year. Well, that's not the case of the Academy. We deal with MVQ qualifications, apprenticeships. We also offer 19 plus learner loans. So, you know, financially, if you're not able to pay for the private fees, there's always a way. So by all means, do give us a call and again, have a look on our website. You'll find there's a cross link from the salon and also from the Academy to the salon. So you'll be able to find us there. It's omnithesalon.co.uk, or rather omniacademyofbeauty.co.uk for the training side of it.
And it also sounds, because beauty treatments are becoming so popular, that it's a good career to actually go into. And it's quite a flexible thing if you want to do, same with a family, to be able to fit in treatments for people.
Completely. It isn't just a case for your 16-year-olds. We have 16-year-olds that come in that perhaps, you know, don't want to stay in higher education. So they come and do an apprenticeship programme from 16 to 18. But again, nowadays, I don't think many people stay in the same career. I mean, people change the career. I think probably maybe I'm one of the rarities, because I did start when I was 16 and I have stayed in this industry. But, you know, it was different then. Now, somebody may have had a career and then their families come along and it just doesn't work. So we get a lot of ladies that come in that build up their own business at home and it works around their family life, you know, so they can be doing treatments in the evenings and their husbands can be looking after the children or partners and they can still be bringing in an income. So yes, absolutely. And it's incredibly lucrative treatment and business to be in. We are not going to be replaced by a computer. And that's always a bonus.
Or a robot,
absolutely. We really cannot be replaced. So that's always good news for us.
Now, we've talked about men coming in for treatment. Do men actually train as beauticians these days?
Yes, they do. Men do train. We've got some guys upstairs that actually have done the full level 2 and 3 beauty therapy courses. They're doing sports massage courses. They do holistic. So, yeah, absolutely. There's just as equally as popular. I wouldn't say as equally as popular. I say it's a smaller number, but it's still available for men as well.
Well, it sounds as though you're having an amazing business and you are quite pleased with what's what's gone on over the last year then?
Yes, I am. It's always a work in progress, and I think you can never sit down in a business and expect it once you've got there and then that's it. You've got to be proactive, you've got to keep building, you've got to keep looking, you have to come and get your clients. The clients don't necessarily come to you, we need to tell you about us. Come and experience us, you know, that's how you build your business. So, yeah, it's been a good year, so I'm looking forward to another good one.
Well, likewise, and actually, hopefully we'll be able to talk to you in another few years and find out what else is on offer.
That would be good.
We'll all be looking about 20 years old by then, won't we, Carolyn?
Oh, absolutely.
If we don't already, of course.
No, well, I wasn't going to say anything.
Very tactful of you. Anyway, thank you very much for inviting me here today, and good luck with the future.
Thank you.
That was Carolyn Cross from Omni Beauty Salon.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklynsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklyn's Radio. Just Women is just what you need.